Thank you for having me.
Rabbi Elton, this is a very special occasion. I'm talking to you about this great celebration. It's a great 140th birthday for the Great Synagogue.
That's right. We were consecrated on the 4th of March, 1878. So on the 3rd of March, which is a Shabbat this year, we're going to be celebrating our 140th anniversary. There's going to be the regular Shabbat service, but then at 11:30, there's going to be a special anniversary service. We have the governor with us, the premier, the Lord Mayor, the Israeli ambassador, and of course many, many members of our congregation and the wider Jewish and general community. It's going to be, I think, the most memorable service we've had in the Great Synagogue for many, many years.
What date are we talking about?
Shabbat, the 3rd of March.
Our listeners can actually plan to come to the Great Synagogue on Shabbat on the 3rd of March to celebrate together the 140-year birthday of the Great Synagogue. Can you please tell us about the history of the synagogue?
When we were opened in 1878, we were the only shul in Sydney and the only shul in New South Wales. We were the shul for all the Jews living in the city and in the state. We were the result of a reunion between two shuls which had been in Sydney before. There was York Street Synagogue, founded in 1844, and then a breakaway in Macquarie Street, and those shuls reunified with a grant from the government to buy land for one single shul for every Jew in New South Wales. So we're called the Great Synagogue, not only because we're very big, but also because we represent this great ideal of a unified, harmonious Jewish community.
Going back 140 years, the synagogue is magnificent. I tell all my listeners they've got to go and see the Great Synagogue. It's a wonderful experience to come on Shabbat and pray the Great Synagogue, but also to look around and see the beautiful architecture and the decoration, which is so incredible and so unique.
The congregation held a competition amongst architects for who would design the synagogue, and it was won by a man called Thomas Rowe, who also designed part of Sydney Hospital, which you can still see, and also the palace for the King of Hawaii on Honolulu. He was a very distinguished architect, but he had a trick. He would always claim that his projects would cost less than they actually did. This is not unknown amongst architects and builders, I understand. So he quoted for, I think, £10,000 for the whole job. It soon went up to £13,000, and in the end, it cost £23,000. So a massively expensive building in its day, but the community pulled together and worked very hard to raise the money. The money was indeed raised. The women of the community held a special fair in Martin Place where they sold goods, and they raised many thousands of pounds for the decoration and furnishing of the synagogue. So that's why it looks so glorious today, because it has the finest materials. It has tiles made in the north of England in Stoke-on-Trent. It has stained glass windows made here in Sydney. It has chandeliers made in Philadelphia. It's an architectural masterpiece. It's considered, I think, Thomas Rowe's greatest work. And because the community has worked very, very hard over the last 140 years to keep it pristine and in good condition, we can still enjoy it today. And I think there's nowhere like it in the Southern Hemisphere in terms of inspiring beauty for a synagogue service. Nothing compares to the Great Synagogue.
I must agree with you, Rabbi, because the Great Synagogue is just magnificent, and that's in the center of Sydney. And we are talking to the Chief Minister of the Great Synagogue, Rabbi Dr. Benjamin Elton, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Rabbi, you came to Sydney in 2015 to assume the position of the Chief Minister of the Great Synagogue. What happened since?
Well, I must say it's been a remarkable 2.5 years. We've seen a tremendous increase in the energy and the activity of the congregation. We've gained, I think, 125 new members of the synagogue, and that's all ages, from people in their 20s to people in their 60s, 70s, or even older. We've had new members who were not previously connected to the synagogue, and we've had old members returning back to the shul they used to attend. We now have a range of activities for all ages. So my wife, Hinda Young, runs Tot Shabbat for 1 to 4 year olds on a Shabbat morning. We have a program for pre-bar and bar mitzvah kids. We have a young leadership committee which is organising events for the 20 and 30 age group. And of course, we have the full range of educational and pastoral and religious services for people of all ages. But what I think is most important is the feedback that I'm getting. People are telling me that when they come to the Great Synagogue on a Shabbat or even a weekday, there is a feeling of warmth and community and inclusiveness and fellowship, which is very precious and is the most important thing a synagogue can provide. And I think it's that feeling of warmth and welcome which is leading to this growth and strength and development of the Great Synagogue.
And we are listening to Rabbi Dr. Benjamin Elton, the Chief Minister of the Great Synagogue in Sydney. Rabbi, can you please tell us more about the 140th celebrations? Is it only a Shabbat service on the 3rd of March?
Well, we're going to have a whole year of celebrations. The 3rd of March is just the kickoff for what's going to be a very special year. We're going to have a choral concert in the synagogue. We're going to have a special event for women over a long weekend, celebrating the contribution of women to the Jewish community. We're going to have an antiques roadshow when people can bring their objects to be valued and assessed, as you have seen on television. The Board of Deputies is bringing the Kristallnacht commemoration this year to the Great Synagogue to mark a significant anniversary, the 80th anniversary of Kristallnacht in the Great Synagogue, a very appropriate place for that commemoration to take place. So we think every month between now and next March, there's going to be some sort of significant event to celebrate our 140 years. So this is a kickoff for a very exciting year.
And Rebbe, we are celebrating Purim next week. How the Great Synagogue is going to celebrate Purim?
We're going to make Purim accessible and available for as many people as possible. So on Purim night, the 28th of February, a Wednesday evening, there'll be a Megillah reading at 8 p.m. in the synagogue. On the next morning, on Thursday morning, there'll be an early service, 6:45, for those who want to hear Megillah before they go to work. At 5:30 in the afternoon, if you've not heard Megillah yet, come into the Great Synagogue, 5:30 p.m. You have another chance to hear the Megillah then. And then finally, at 6:15, our Young Leadership Committee are organizing what they're calling Eats and Crafts. There'll be a special Purim meal. And while you're eating, you can make a neck warmer and sort of a massage device for the Montefiore home. So it's going to be both a fun event, a tasty event, but also a way to give back to the Jewish community and to assist the residents of the Montefiore home.
And what are the plans for young families, for children, to come dressed up for Purim especially?
So we're giving kids two chances to come all dressed up. They can come either on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. or if that's too late, I think 5:30 on Thursday, the 1st of March, after school, time to get home, put on a costume, get into the synagogue and come with their parents and their siblings and all the kids to come in their Purim best outfit and to have a lot of fun.
Rabbi Dr. Benjamin Elton, Mazal Tov, very big Mazal Tov, celebrating 140 years to the Great Synagogue, and Happy Purim.